This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Brink and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Madeline Carroll.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April a shower comes along. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the old Kraft Music Hall. Well, they haven't had time to write any new songs so far this year. So here's a good old one. Come on, Lou, let me have it, son. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay, and I left my love in Avalon as I sailed away. I dream of her in Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'll travel on to Avalon. Every morn my memory strays across the sea where flying figures play. And as the night is falling, I find that I'm recalling that blissful, all-enthralling day. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay, and I left my love in Avalon as I sailed away. I dream of her in Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'll travel on to Avalon.
Take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you, Ken, and same to you. You know, I kind of hated to see 1947 go by, because every year is like an old friend.
You have a lot of old friends, don't you?
Ken, that is hardly the way to start the new year.
I'm sorry, Al. I know I shouldn't have said it. It was wrong for me to mention anything about your age on New Year's Day.
Then why did you do it?
Well, how many announcers have a chance to work with Father Time himself?
Always talking about Crosby. Well, anyway, Ken, sorry you couldn't come to the wonderful New Year's party I had at my house.
I'm sorry, sir.
All my friends dropped in, and we had the bestest time.
I suppose you served a little nip to your guests?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. We had a little nippy cheese.
I was thinking of something a little stronger.
Oh, we had that, too. We had cheddar cheese.
No, Al, I mean, what did you serve to drink?
Melted cheese.
There's a guy who knows which side his bread is cheesed on.
Excuse me, Ken. Well, Oscar, how was New Year's Eve at your house, huh?
We didn't do anything about the New Year.
No?
Prices are so high, we just had the old one dry cleaned.
Well, that's true. Well, look, didn't you celebrate at all?
No, I just wanted to sit home and read a book.
Really?
But there wasn't a good book in the house.
Honestly, but what'd you do?
I wrote one and read it.
Oh. Well, son, come here. If you ever want to borrow any books, I got plenty of them.
Who wants to read bank books?
I do. Listen. I said there was no way to spend New Year's Eve. Why didn't you go to a New Year's party someplace, you know?
I don't like them. The people get too rowdy.
Yeah?
Last year I went to a party and a woman blew a horn right in my ear.
No.
I had an awful time getting it out.
The good thing the woman didn't play the piano. Now,
The only thing I like about New Year's is the Rose Bowl game.
Oh, you say.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it on the television set backstage in the music hall. And Oscar, you want to know something? I think I know why Michigan beat USC. The California players, they're too movie conscious.
Movie conscious? I didn't get that feeling.
I saw it. Every time they went by the television cameras, they stopped to fix their makeup. Now, Oscar, you fix your makeup and go over to that Mr. Steinway's piano and play that wonderful piece I like so much.
You mean Kachaturian Saber Dance?
I'm glad you said it, because I can't.
Around your Christmas tree, you may have discovered for yourself the truth of the old adage that says some of the most precious things come in small packages. Well, that old saying can apply to groceries, too. For example, those small packages that bring you the world's most famous cream cheese. I mean the brand of cream cheese that's always exquisitely fresh in flavor and really creamy rich tasting. That's genuine Philadelphia brand. The cream cheese made only by Kraft and guaranteed fresh. Tomorrow, order several packages of this finer cream cheese for salads, sandwiches, or snacks. And be a smart shopper. To get this brand that's guaranteed fresh, see the word Philadelphia printed right on every package you buy.
What's the name of that thing?
In case you don't know, Al, that's Pomp and Circumstance. They played it today when they crowned the Queen of Roses in Pasadena.
You know they almost chose me Queen of the Roses?
You? How could you even be considered for Queen?
I lied about my age.
Say, Al, at your New Year's party, did you sing this?
What? Oh, Oscar, wait a minute. I didn't know you were such a sentimental fella. Do you mind repeating that?
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
In your case, I think they should. Look, but I still say, Oscar, look, I still say you should have been at my party. You know something?
Yeah?
Because I was kind of hoggish. I did all the entertaining.
Why do you suppose I stayed away?
Well, by staying away, you missed me singing a wonderful old song. So if you're not too tired from last night, I'd like to sing it now.
You're very kind, and also presumptuous.
Thank you, Oscar. See if you can hit the piano somewhere near my key.
Yes, him.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white lie will lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Gee, I remember playing that song at a high school prom. I played it like this.
Oscar, why'd you keep stopping all through the number?
I had a very pretty girl turning pages for me.
Yes, those were the days, Oscar. You and I were classmates.
You were my classmate?
Sure I was.
You must have flunked 30 years in a row.
To make you happy, it was 40. But I remember another song that was popular at that time. Do you know the one I love?
Al, there's been so many. Which one?
Oscar.
Yes?
I'm not talking about a girl. This happened to be a song. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
That's happened to you, too.
Oscar, please, be kind.
Okay, Al. Let's make beautiful music together and sing Summertime.
I'd love to.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Al, you sing those old-time songs better than any other singer.
Thank you, Oscar.
I mean that sincerely. And surprisingly enough, you have the largest audience of kids of any singer. And I think it would please them if you would do something special for them, like Peter and the Wolf.
Peter and the Wolf, you mean by that fellow called Prokofiev?
Yes.
Funny, I know everything about Prokofiev.
Except the pronunciation.
I don't think of an answer for that. My name ain't Jolson. But anyway, I don't know Peter the Wolf, though.
Well, it starts out like this.
How?
Peter.
Yeah.
Is playing with his pet duck.
Mm-hmm.
The duck runs away and the wolf chases the duck. Then the hunters save the duck. How do you like that, Al?
Well, that's one duck Clark Gable didn't get. I think I'll stick to songs about the boy and girl romance. And by the way, I have a new one written by a fella who's been with me for many years. He even traveled overseas to play for me. This song is called Who and Where, sung for the first time and written by Martin Freed.